Morning, everyone. Welcome to today's edition of Behind Enemy Lines. Most of yesterday, we spent traveling and dealing with logistical issues, and today promises to be much the same. We collected one of the trucks we'll be using to transport the lions that are to be rescued from Ukraine, and we drove from Bucharest to Târgu Mureș in Romania yesterday, slap bang in the middle of Transylvania, which is Dracula country. No problems for us, though. We spent the night in the city. We're going to travel from there to Suceava today, where we'll meet with our security team later, as well as members of the sanctuary that'll temporarily be home to the lions once we have extracted those from the Ukraine. At this stage, it seems we'll be setting off for the war-torn country early next week, and it looks like our route will take us from Romania through Moldova and into the southern part of Ukraine. Departure is likely to be in the very early hours of the morning so that we don't fall foul of the wartime curfew, but all plans obviously subject to change as we keep a close eye on what transpires each day in that conflict with Russia. We're also scheduled today to collect some aid from donors in the form of baby formula, cat food and dog food, and we will be delivering that to Ukrainians on our inbound journey. So, like yesterday, very much a day of admin and preparation that lies before us. Some trivia of day-to-day life in Romania that you might find interesting. They drive on the right-hand side of the road. The currency is the Romanian lei, spelt L-E-I, and a Romanian lei would cost you about R3.40. The radio station that we listen to in our truck is Europa FM. Not nearly as good as ECR, of course, but a good mix of classic and contemporary English language music from Creedence Clearwater Revival all the way through to Louis Capaldi. They use Romanian presenters, though. That's it for now. Thank you, Darren. Thank you, Kerry. Thank you, Sky. Have a great day. I will be back with another update for you tomorrow.